This is exactly right.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm ghosted. By Roz Dresfeles.
Please.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz. I'm doing great. I don't know about you, but I feel great, all things considered, because that movie that I'm in, the first movie I've ever gotten to be in called Moon Manor, it is premiering this week at the Atlanta Film Festival, and I got to see a screening of it last night with the cast and crew, a little exclusive thing that happened here, outdoor screening in LA, and I got to see myself in the movie, which is so weird, but I also got to be around people, which is very weird. And I got to see Deborah Wilson, who is, of course, one of our listeners' most favorite guests to ever be on the show, my first guest ever on the show. And she's also done a live show. I think she did the first ever live show as well of Ghosted. And I just wanted to report that she's doing great. She's not on social media. So people often ask me, like, how is she? And she's doing great. And she's so good in the movie. And I hope everyone will get to see the movie soon enough. But so I'm very happy about that. And I guess your host of this podcast is now a movie star? I don't know. Anyway, you know, I usually like to think that I kind of have my beautifully manicured fingers on the pulse of the paranormal news world. And I don't know how this happened, but this story missed me. There was a story that came out like a month ago that there's this haunted guitar that was posted for sale. And this guitar apparently in 1979 killed a 13-year-old boy who was allegedly some kind of devil worshiper, and he was electrocuted even though it's a acoustic guitar. I can't really find much like factual evidence of this, but a man posted it on a website called Reverb, like a marketplace where they sell instruments and stuff. And actually the AV Club last month spoke to the man. His name is Eddie Marybaker. And he said that he had just shy of 12,000 views when he was doing this interview, and that the TV show Ghost Hunters and, you know, people are all like reaching out to him about this haunted guitar. And who do you think got it? Of course, Zach Bagans has it now. He acquired it for his haunted museum. And I saw that the haunted museum's Instagram posted about it, that it's officially out. The Satanic Six String is now officially in the museum for people to look at it. Let's see, they wrote on their Instagram, rumored to be the cause of a 13-year-old boy's death in 1979, he purchased the Satanic Six String directly from the person who stated that he had received it from the mother of the deceased child. The teen was rumored to be a devil worshiper. He was found with the guitar draped around him. While the circumstances surrounding his death have never been completely clear, he was apparently electrocuted, which further deepened the mystery of the death. The previous owner was eager to get rid of it, claiming to hear the strings ring out with no one near the guitar, repeatedly finding it on his bed after he had secured it in a closet, and even seeing it levitate out of a trash can when he was trying to throw it away. Despite the former owner's warning to please use extreme caution when conjuring the phantasmic spirits that seem to be channeled through this iniquitous instrument, Zach Bagans has vowed to test out his rumored paranormal conduit. Wow, these are some spelling bee words here. Baggins says, I don't play the guitar very well, but you can rest assured that I will most definitely play this instrument and see if anything happens to me. Of course he will. So yeah, I guess you can go see it. If you're in Las Vegas, you can see this allegedly satanic six-string guitar, which, you know, if you follow me on Patreon, patreon.com/rossdressfiles, when I go through eBay and look at haunted dolls, I've gotten a little bit more skeptical about haunted objects. Of course, I always have to err on the side of caution, because what if they really are haunted by the devil or some kind of demon? But I don't know. There's always these like backstories where I don't know if they're true or not. I don't, of course, want to doubt people, but I just don't know. I don't know. So maybe, I mean, you know, if Ghost Hunters and Zach Baggins paid attention to it, it must be somewhat legit. So maybe there's some, maybe it really is haunted. I don't know. I'm very curious about it. All right, today is another listener episode. And as always, if you would like to be on a listener episode, you know what to do. Send me an email, ghostedbyroz@gmail.com, with the subject line listener episode, and give me some bullet points of some of your creepy stories, and hopefully we can work something out and have you on. And as always, on Patreon, patreon.com/rozdresfiles, I have got a new video this week. It's just me going around to some of my favorite spooky places in LA, and bonus clip from this episode. You can hear my conversation with Samantha. We talk a little bit more on Patreon about going on a ghost tour of New Orleans. And I talked to Ariel about premonition dreams and, you know, just a little bonus. And it always helps me out if you're subscribed to my Patreon. I really appreciate it. Okay, you know what? I want to hear some stories. On with the show! There's a ghost in my house! Hello, Salisa, New Mexico. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so awesome to meet you. Hi, Roz.
I know. It's great to meet you, too. Because you're in the Facebook group, right?
Yes.
And you put... Now, I was trying to remember which video you put in the Facebook group. Was this the one with the closet?
Yes. And okay. The hangers moving violently.
That was a while ago. Okay, that one, yeah. I think about that one a lot. I can't remember who. We were watching it at the Starburns Audio. It's back when we were still in the studio, and we were like watching it on a TV there. We like pulled it up and we were all looking at it. We're like, what is this? So like in the video, it's like, it looks like someone shaking the hangers, but there's no one there. What right. Was that all about?
Well, if I give you the backstory, it's going to sound even crazier than what you saw.
Oh my God, give me the backstory. But well, that's the other thing, is that the email you sent me, I love the subject line. You put, homegirl, for reals, a lifetime of stories, and I'm ready for the full lifetime. Give it to me.
All right. So in order to get to that closet, I'm going to tell you one short backstory about my daughter, because it's going to be important to know. So there was a day, this was very close to you in LA County. I was viewing a house there was an open house, and I walked in, and I know all parents say this, but my kid was perfect. She never left me. She never didn't listen to me. And she goes running down the hallway, and I'm yelling at her to come back. And she's like, nope, doing what I want. And she runs all the way down. And as I'm walking down the hallway, I saw the walls like closing in from the top, like the depth perspective was completely caving in over her.
Mm.
And it freaked me out. So I was like, I'm done looking at this house already, right? And I've got to get my kid out of here. Well, she zooms back, runs outside the back into the backyard. She was 6 or 7, and she starts waltzing, Roz. Like, she lifts her arms up in this perfect posture and starts to waltz. And she said, Mommy, it's perfect. We can dance with everyone back here.
Who?
Yeah. And so I've got a big Mexican family. So I was like, oh, yeah, the whole family, like when we have barbecues. And she goes, no, Mommy, everyone's already here. And she starts waltzing through the whole yard.
No. Wait a minute. So when you say waltzing,
Dancing with the Stars waltzing.
Yeah. So like, are we to believe that like, was there a ghost like actually dancing with her, you think, in that moment?
Oh my gosh, Roz, I never even thought of that. But what got to my head was she doesn't know how to do that. Why does she know how to waltz right now?
Yeah.
And so she makes it like this round through the whole, like if there was a dance floor in the round. So she goes all the way around. I throw the flyer down. I grab her and I take her out, right? We're getting in the car and I told her, sweetie, you have to say everyone who's here, thank you for being nice to me. You have to stay here. You cannot follow me. And she said, okay. And she said it out loud. And as we're driving away, she said, Mommy, why did you want me to say that? And I look over to my left and the whole entire front of across from the street from this house was a big green hedge. And I realized it was a cemetery.
Oh my, a cemetery of dancers.
Yes. So you needed to know.
But see, I'm still thinking about this, like a ghost dancing. Because the thing is, like when you do that kind of dance, someone has to be like the professional dancer on Dancing with the Stars that's like leading you.
Yes, that is.
So that's how she knew how to do it. Someone was leading her, I think.
Oh, gosh, you just made it so much more impactful.
I took it to a creepier place. That's what I do. Welcome to Ghosted. Oh, wow.
Okay, but you needed to know that because that's the only story that I have with her that doesn't attach to 100 other stories. So to give you the idea, she's always been sensitive and things know when she's around and she knows when they're around too. And I was like that as a kid too. I'm still like that, even though I have no control over it. It's just a feeling, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So we moved to this house, the house in the video. And
where was that?
She was about 12.
No, but where was it, in California still?
It was in New Mexico.
Okay.
And it was military housing. And creepy stuff was happening in this house all the time. I don't know if you want me to tell you more of those stories before we get to the closet.
Hello. Yeah.
So there were things like my daughter and I were in the kitchen. And my husband was all the way in the opposite room watching, like flipping through YouTube videos. And we both heard him yell out her name, like with urgency. And we look at each other like, why would he call her if he's got an emergency? Maybe he needs a towel or something. So we run out there and we're like, what's wrong? And he's very intently on the TV, definitely doesn't know what we're talking about. He says he didn't call her. And we both said, no, we both heard you. And it sounded like you needed something fast. And he said, no, I didn't call you.
And it was him.
It was his voice, and we both heard him.
Do you think it was like a doppelganger situation?
No, I think it was a little bit more sinister than that because things were mimicking constantly in this house. She heard me yelling at her all the time, calling her to the kitchen, like angrily, come over here. And her name is not common. I've never met anyone with her name. So for this to say her name clearly enough for her to think that it's me, that's already weird, you know?
Yeah.
So she would come out of her room, walk all the way across the house and be like, what do you need? And I'm like, I didn't call you. She heard banging on her window and there was never anyone there. Things always happened when I was alone. There was a moment where I put an ice tray in the bottom rack of the freezer, which was only about 3 inches high. And as I walked away, I heard this loud crash. And I went back to the freezer and all of the ice trays were upside down and the ice was broken all over the place.
What?
And there's no way to flip them. You had to take it out to flip it and put it back in. Does that make sense? There's no room.
So how did...
This house was crazy. Okay, and we moved in. It's military, right? So when you move in, someone shows up at your door to see if you want a tour or some help, right? And this person who showed up was a firefighter. And my husband invited him in and he was like, I'm just putting my shoes on. Come in because it's hot outside. It's like 120 degrees, right? And the guy's like, nope, it's okay. I'll wait for you. And so my husband's putting on his boot and he opens his door again. And he's like, look, man, I'm just trying to be polite. You want to come in? I don't want you to be sweating out there. And he said, no, I don't want to come in. And then so my husband talked to him later. And as they got cool with each other, he told him, he's being a first responder. He said he responded to a call in that house and went to the back room, which was my bedroom. And he said, I'm just going to tell you that I never need to walk into that house again.
Okay, wait. Ooh. So he went there because someone that lived there previously called.
Right.
But he didn't say what happened?
No, he wouldn't say what happened. And my husband is in a field where he is allowed to know all of the information about anything. And this guy still just couldn't talk about it. He was like, no, I just don't ever need to walk into that house again.
No. Okay, so how long were you there until stuff started happening?
We were there for 2.5 years and stuff was always happening. Always. I was in my art studio once and I walked out into the hallway. The hallway is in the middle of the house, so it's dark no matter what time it is. You only see the light under each doorway. So I walked out of that room, closed the door behind me, and I heard a shuffle in the room and I saw a shadow walk by in that room. So I opened the door right away because I thought it was my dog. I didn't want to lock her in there. And then my dog ran up behind me and there was nobody in that room.
Oh no.
And I had been in there alone for hours. So walking out of there and then seeing someone walk by the door was like really creepy.
Would your dog react to this kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah. I have a video of her that I took right before leaving the house. She was in my bedroom with me and the video shows her like she wants to go down the hallway, but she keeps waiting for me. And I kind of tried to trick her like, okay, we're going. So she starts running and she stops and looks at me like, no, you didn't try to send me down there by myself.
She's like, I'm not going if you're not going.
Her personality is 100% different. She was the most annoying dog when we lived there. She was next to my feet no matter what. And now in the house we live in now, she could care less where we are. She doesn't show her face unless we've got food.
So what do you think was going on in that house?
So we fast forward to, I feel like something new that it could get my attention or worse, my daughter's attention. And we were not giving it any fuel. So it was getting frustrated. And then we got toward the end where my husband was deployed and I hated it there so much that I, not even because of the ghosts, but that's another podcast. I hated it there so much that I wanted to leave while he was deployed. So we emptied out the house, and this is where we can get to the closet. Roz, the house was empty. We had like a couple of duffel bags, and that was it. So my daughter went to a slumber party the night before. So I'm home alone, and I'm in the kitchen, and I hear this loud crash. And in the time that it took me to run over there and see where the noise came from, I see my dog, who is terrified of everything, suddenly being like Miss Tough Girl, baring her teeth and growling at the top of that closet. I'm watching her. I'm watching her in full fight mode, and I've never even heard her bark. She's like the quietest dog. So I'm looking at this closet. I'm freaking out. And then I decided to pull my phone out. So by the time you saw what you saw in that video, those hangers should not have been moving anymore.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, literally, like, no reason for them to still be moving. So what's crazier is the bag that was on top of the shelf was still fully intact, no problem. That bag didn't just fall to the ground. It was, like, pulled all the way out enough to open the accordion door before it fell. And that bag was heavy. There's no way for it to just, like, shift and... It was full of like roller derby gear. It was heavy.
Oh my God. So with your daughter being sensitive, did she ever see anyone or have anything to say about that?
She didn't see anyone. She always heard someone trying to talk to her.
Right.
She heard my voice often, and I was always angry and calling her like, get over here. And I don't talk to her like that. So she was like kind of shocked. And then as soon as I would tell her I wasn't calling you, she immediately believed me because that's just not our nature anyway. But the reason that this comes back to her sensitivity. So I'm in the house alone because she's at that slumber party. And I wasn't supposed to pick her up for a few hours. I sent her the video on Instagram through the messages. And I'm thinking, you know, she's at a slumber party. She's having fun. She's not going to respond to mom right now, you know?
But that's also perfect for a slumber party to be like, yeah. Oh, you guys think you got ghost stories? Look at this video.
Yeah. So I was like, well, you know, if she sees it, maybe they'll talk about it, whatever. So I sent it to her. She responded to me so fast. And she was like, mom, that's not even funny. They were just begging me to play the Ouija board and like pressuring me. And I told them, no, I can't. Like specifically, I can't do that. And they were like, yeah, you can. Come on, you got to do it. You got to do it. And she said, no, because I'm the one they're after. And then that's when I sent her the video.
Oh my God. So, but this, okay, I have a question for going back a little bit when you said that you and your daughter weren't given it anything or whatever. What do you mean by that? You were just kind of, you just wouldn't acknowledge it, or how were you approaching that?
So I've had experiences since I was a kid, and all of my experiences, even though I have a lot, they're all kind, you know, they're all in the same realm. It's not like I can tell you a story about any kind of topic. It's only like ghosts and demons or whatever the heck you might call it. Mm-hmm. I've had these experiences since I was a little kid, and I have been taught, I grew up like super duper Catholic. So I was taught you don't talk back to it. You don't give it power. You let it know that you're taken care of and it can't hurt you. So I just feel like because I wasn't terrified all the time, or like we weren't receiving it, I guess. I don't really know how to explain that.
No, I get what you mean. Because that's what I always feel, is that like that bad energy, like they want your attention. You have to just like not acknowledge it. It'll go away.
Yeah.
It's like an annoying guy trying to hit on you at a bar or something. It's like, just don't look at it. Don't say out loud, like, hey, I'm looking for someone to buy me a drink. Like, you just move along and it'll go away. I noticed
you noticing me. Yeah, I think also because she and I had such a great relationship, it wasn't affecting us. Like, we didn't end up in a screaming match like, no, you did call me, and why are you talking to me like that, or anything, yeah. You know, it wasn't being fed.
Yeah, so, that ghost was trying to start shit. It was trying to like impersonate you guys and be like,
it was over there like trying to, this is my novella, and no, we were like, no.
Oh my God. I bet you that ghost was having a blast, let's be honest. But yeah, they're probably also very frustrated. Like, okay, you're not doing what I want you to do. God, now I'm afraid whoever else moved in there.
So really, like, we both came to this immediate, at the same time, thought that when you said no to the Ouija board, that thing was pissed because it was like, this was my last chance. They're about to leave.
Oh.
I needed her to open that door. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So I go pick her up and I joked with the parents and I was like, so what have they been doing? You know, like just eating chocolate all night and summoning demons. And the mom and the mom was like, well, they do have my grandma's antique Ouija board in there.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh, it's not just a Ouija board, it's also antique. That's perfect.
Oh, wow. So, but I'm always just curious, and this is like, I'm just curious about people's like approaches and stuff. So, like, you know, some people would want to maybe get a priest in there or light some sage or like do whatever. So, like, I don't know. I guess that technique of just not acknowledging it, like, that works too, right? It's just you just have to learn to live with, like, it's probably still going to be there. I don't know.
Oh, I think it's still there.
Yeah.
I think it's still there. And there was a Facebook group for people who lived there so that you could say, hey, where's my dog or whatever. And
oh, like in the neighborhood?
Yeah. So people were posting pretty often, like, has anything weird happened in your house? Because I don't want to sound crazy, but blah, 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 blah. And a lot of people have stories. And one day I commented on someone's post and I just said, you know, I was interested in finding out the history of my house. And someone messaged me, like, she didn't even comment back to me. She went straight to messaging me and she said, please don't look up the history. You don't want to know what it is. And
okay. Well, she didn't send me that message and I want to know.
Yeah, and I was like, I kind of was like, does she know where I live? Because it's kind of weird on a military base. It's like the most invasive way to live. Like, everybody knows where you are. People who you've never even met before know who you are and where you live, right?
Mm.
And she was like, no, you don't want to know. It's all violent and sorrow. You don't need to know the history. Just finish out your time and get out of there.
Wow, but a lot of people have weird stuff, huh? Now, I don't want to get like into conspiracy theories and stuff, but it being New Mexico, military, could there be like alien stuff going on?
Oh my God, don't you think so? I mean, that's like the biggest base ever. I'm not going to say the name of it, but people will know. It's just like, there's definitely shit going on there. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you can say shit. wait, is there... Did you ever have alien stuff or UFOs or like any of that stuff happen?
No. All of my experiences are definitely just in this little ghost and creepiness realm. Like, I could tell you some dark stuff that doesn't have anything to do with that house. But that house was... I felt really down all the time, and that's really not me. Like, I used to get paid to make people feel good mm-hmm. and make them, like, motivate them. And this house had me kind of broken. And I would take a trip to California as often as I could to see my family and stuff. And I swear, like, once I was 2 miles away from that base, I was like, oh, I'm happy again. Why did I feel so like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. I'm so happy now. But then on my way back there after my trip home, like, there were times that I cried on my way back and I didn't even know why I was like so miserable to go back there.
Yeah. Just darkness.
Yeah, it was a bad place. And I think that we were just really lucky to have the background that we have to not let it affect us as much. And by that, I mean, like, my upbringing and our tight relationship at the, you know, like, we, nothing was going to be really affecting us the way it wanted to. Mm-hmm. But we definitely have all these stories, and there's definitely something there.
Well, when this comes out, I'll have to, like, repost your video in the Facebook group for anyone that didn't see it before, because it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's crazy. It's spooky. It's like something's going on. Hello, Samantha. Where are you?
I am in Paradise, Texas.
Texas. Howdy.
Yes. Very, very Texas. Yes.
And how are you? You doing okay?
I'm doing really good. The weather here right now is like super stormy, super cloudy, thunder. We are under thunderstorm warning and possible tornadoes. So if that tells you about where I am in Texas, that's the fun part of springtime here.
It's also perfect for some ghost stories.
Right.
So you were telling me that you have been in tune with ghosts since you were a kid. What do you mean by that?
So I've been able to see, I feel like there's this little girl that's been with me since, gosh, maybe 10, maybe a little bit younger. I used to talk to myself all the time, and my mom would come in and be like, "Who are you talking to?" I'm like, myself. 'Cause, you know, I thought I was cool at that point. And so I think I was probably like 6 or 5 when I started talking to myself. And as I gotten older, I always felt like there was this little girl just hanging out with me and kind of went with me from house to house. And yeah.
Does she have a name?
No, I don't have a name for her. I just felt like she was just this little girl that just kind of hung out with me.
Oh, and she's still
my best
around.
Friend. Yes, but she's also, I think she was mad, that I have children. So, yeah, there's a story behind why I think she's mad on that one.
What?
Yeah. So I had a 4-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son. And this was, you know, I hear on your show about, you know, sleep paralysis, and I think I've experienced it once, but it was never in this depth. I was dreaming about, in this house, it was a brand new house. It was our first house as a married couple family. And I remember in my dream standing at the bottom of the stairs, and this little girl in like a red dress with like almost like a white, I guess like, what would you call those? It was like an 80s dress. Like it had the red fluffy sleeves, and it had like this white little like apron thing, pantyhose. She was wearing some black shiny shoes, but no face. Mm-mm. And I just remember telling her in my dream, "Please don't hurt my children. They've done nothing to you." And she jolts into my son's room, and I'm like subconsciously awake, but I cannot get out of my bed. And I'm trying to reach for my husband, who is literally right next to me, and I cannot feel him. I can't touch him, but I'm in full panic mode because I'm afraid this little girl's going to hurt my children. And, so the next day, or, you know, I finally get out of it. I go upstairs to check on my kids. They're good. I'm in hair school. So this was about 8 years ago. And I go to school, and it's been raining, and me and my husband are supposed to go on a date night, and he was getting all of their stuff together. I'm on my way home. I had to stop and pay the sitter, and I left my phone in the car. Like, he knew what I was doing, so I didn't think anything about it. Come back to 15 missed phone calls from him. And he's like, "Where are you?" Mind you, he cursed in there. And I'm like, "I told you what I'm doing. I'm on my way home. What's going on?" He's like, "Meredith fell out of the window." And I'm like, "Okay. Like, is she okay? I thought it was downstairs. We had a second story house." And
is that your daughter?
Yes. My oldest daughter. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She was four. So imagine, you know, I was like, okay, maybe she fell outside. He had the window open, you know, downstairs, not a big deal. And he was like, Sam, it was from the playroom, and the playroom was upstairs. And the thing with our windows is it chimes when you open it. The window was even heavy for me to open. So how on earth my four-year-old got it opened and no chime even like went off in the house was completely beknownst to us. She fell from the second story window, landed on her back, mild concussion. We got home that night to just see if maybe she climbed on something to maybe help her out. But there was nothing there. There was no physical way for her to open that window. And I told my husband about it. And I said, you're going to think I'm batshit crazy. And he was like, too late. And I told him my dream. And he was like, I go, babe, I think she was pushed out of that window because she never got into the window. It was just the weirdest thing. And so, yeah, she still doesn't, like, she's 13 now. And she remembers falling, but she doesn't remember the sequence of events leading up to the fall.
Oh my God, that is so scary and dangerous.
Yeah, we went to Home Depot the next day and bought these window locks that will only let your window open like 2 inches. So we put them on every window upstairs and was like, we're not letting this happen again. And there was just, yeah, that was probably the first, that's when I realized that she was jealous that I had kids. And she was, yeah, it was one of those moments where I'm like, she's just out to hurt my babies. No, you need to go. Bye.
But what happened to her? Was it like, did she keep doing anything? Or like,
I don't remember ever seeing her. Now in the second house that we purchased, it was built in 97. And I do recall seeing a little girl with curly hair just bebopping into my room. Mm. And she never came back out. So I just kind of U-turned and went to go check on my kids to make sure that they were okay and they were fine. So, yeah.
You think it was a different little girl?
I do, because the one at the top of the stairs had black hair, no face. And I think the second one had blonde hair with curly, it was blonde curly, almost like Shirley Temple?
Mm, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like how her hair kind of ringlet around. So, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, what, can you tell me that hairstyling story, like once you were at work?
Ross, it still gives me chills. It was, so it's hard to, I mean, picture this, obviously. when you first walk into the hair salon, there's like a door, it's got glass on it, and you can see, when people are driving through, when people are walking up, and then there's three stairs that come in that you have to kind of come up to get to my station. And it was me and my client. I'm coloring her hair and we're just kind of, you know, behind the chair talk. And the owner was behind a wall where she couldn't see anybody coming up. So you'd have to come up the stairs, go around the corner to see the owner and her client. And the other stylist was gone for the day. So I am we get to back to my chair and I'm blow drying her hair. And I keep seeing out of the left side of my, on the left side, this, what looks like cars pulling in, but nobody's coming up to the door. And it's about 5 o'clock, between 5 and 5:30 fall here in Texas. Like it's still kind of daylight outside. It was still kind of sunny outside. And I just happened to, it was probably like by the fourth time, I'm like, oh my gosh, like if somebody's here, they just need to come in already. Like this is ridiculous. And I'm blow drying still. And I look to my left and I see this woman who's probably, I mean, she's an adult and she's got long black hair. She's got olive color skin. She's wearing a plaid t-shirt that's like 3/4 of the way, no face. And she is climbing up the stairs. And when she climbs up the stairs, she lunges at, I'm getting chills, like literally just chills thinking about, she lunges at me. I jump back and I have to stop the blow dryer. And my client looks up at me and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I couldn't speak. She's like, Sam, you look so pale right now. Mind you, I'm Mexican. I've got a lot of color and I lost it all in that moment. Every hair follicle on my body was standing at attention. I could not get the words of like what just happened out. All I could feel when she did it was like, she was scared, sad, all those like really odd emotions of like, and she just went through me and I had to stop. I had to go away for just like a second. I went to the garage and I told her, I'm like, you just need to go. I don't know what you want from me, but I can't help you, but you need to leave.
When you say she was crawling up the stairs, what do you mean? Like on all fours kind of a thing?
Like, like, you know, when the ring, when you see her kind of crawl out of the well, that is what she did. And it was, and I knew it was a female and I could, there was just no face. You could just see that she had, you know, I could see her skin color. I could tell she was wearing a plaid shirt. Her hair was black and long, no face. And she just lunged at me.
Do you think she wanted a haircut or a color?
She needed one. She looked like she had a couple of split ends that needed to be trimmed, but I don't know if she would pay me in Monopoly money or Coinbit. I don't know.
Ghost money. Wow. So did that building have any history of that kind of stuff happening?
Well, I don't, you know, anybody who's ever come into the salon, they're like, I always just feel really super weird going to the bathroom. And it was once an old house and I always felt a presence of an old man, like an elderly man, because there's two bathrooms. One has a walk-in shower and the other one looks like it had been remodeled, but it had like a handicap bar in it. And there was a ramp at the front of the salon. So people would be like, when you go into the main bathroom, there was a shower with like almost like the frosted glass. Mm-hmm. And people would see the toilet's right there and it's not a shower curtain. So you could just open it up, make sure nobody's in there. But people would sit on the toilet and be like, that is one creepy bathroom.
Oh, yikes.
I've been ghosted too.
Hello, Ariel. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great. Where are you located?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Cool. I was looking at your email and I wanted to hear the story about when you brought a ghost, you know, your friend brought a ghost to your house.
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of a crazy one. It happened in college and I had my first apartment. So she moved in a little bit after I did, just cause she needed a place to stay and I had a whole living room she could stay in, you know? So, my apartment, the way that it was laid out was like living room was like first thing you see. And then you turn to the right and then there's like a little hallway and there's like a U shape where it's like my bed, my bedroom, and then like a vanity kind of storagey area. And then that divides the bedroom and the bathroom. So it's like, you know, you're kind of walking in a circle when you go that way. And a lot of the issues that we had were in that little storage nook in the vanity. So it was like in my room mostly, which is fun. So when she moved in, she put all of her stuff in that storage closet in the back, of my room. And she, a couple of weeks after she moved in, she started to ask me like, hey, are you opening my storage area? Like the door, are you opening the closet door? And I'm like, no, obviously not. I have no reason to. And so she would be like, okay. And then that would happen a couple times. And I'm like, okay, well, what's the deal with this door? Like, why does it keep opening on its own? And so like, I investigated it and it was like a sturdy, very old apartment, kind of heavy door. So it wasn't like budging on its own. And, she was just be like, okay, whatever. It became kind of a running joke in our apartment. Just like, oh, a ghost is opening the door. Right.
Do you think that your friend was secretly like, I think Ariel's going through my shit.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was really worried that that was a part of it. It's like, I hope she's not messing with me and I hope she doesn't think I'm messing with her. Cause that's not what's happening. But yeah. So, okay. So during that whole like couple of weeks of her like first getting into my place, while I was sleeping, I would like start to hear like somebody whispering my name, which is always really fun.
Yeah,
that's probably the worst kind of thing that could happen. Cause it's like, and it would be like right at the beginning of my sleep. So I'd be really awake, really like just laying down with my eyes closed. And I started to hear whispering. And at first I thought it was her. And so I'd go and check on her and be like, what's up? But she'd be like honked out, like totally asleep.
Do you think it was like someone like in your room? Like, could you tell?
Like, it sounded like somebody was like, Ariel, like that. Oh, so creepy.
No.
Yeah. Just doing that gave me the heebie-jeebies. But yeah, so it was really kind of a crazy moment. So that happened almost every night. And to a point, I'm like a brave Nancy. Like, I'm like, okay, I'll just deal with it. But at a point where it's like every day this is happening, every day I'm getting whispery noises, somebody's calling for me in a very unwelcoming kind of way. And so she let me sleep in the living room with her after like a week of this happening, because it was like getting kind of overbearing. And so she lets me do that for a little while. And in the like 2 week, 3 week range of us, me like poor her, I'm just like in the living room with her. But in that area, like, so we're like hanging out one night and she's like quiet on her phone, I'm quiet on my phone, kind of just in the air in the living room in the common space, and nobody's really saying anything, we're just vibing. And all of a sudden we both hear somebody turning a knob in the back room, and then the door opens on its own. Like, you could hear all of the actions happening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's terrifying. So she looks at me and I look at her, and we're like, don't really say anything. And we both get up and leave the house. And we're like, after we leave the apartment, it's like, okay, now we can talk about this. It's like, what did you hear? Well, I heard the door opening. What'd you hear? And I was like, oh, same thing, buddy. And so we're like, what do? We're kind of making a plan, and we're both really shaken up because it's kind of just been confirmed that something creepy has started happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're both kind of like shaken up, kind of like nervous and like, what's happening? And then I feel really bad because in the middle of this, some guy's like walking to his car and I just barely see him. And he's like, I scream bloody murder at this poor man. Like, because I'm like so afraid of like my own home. And then I just like, I'm making like bold eye contact with him. And he just like, is like, what is happening? Why are you screaming at me? And I like, I apologize. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We're dealing with a haunting in our apartment. And he literally looked at me like, oh my God, F that. And then I watched him get in his car and drive away. And I was like, man, big mood. I wish I could do that. Oh my gosh. It was really scary, but that's like the beginning of what happened. So, so we make a plan to like, okay, if that door is open, we need to not sleep here tonight and we'll deal with this later. So we go in there and, it's open, the door's open. And so we're both kind of like, all right, so we're just going to get some blankets and then leave. And we stayed somewhere else. And then when we came back with some, what is it called? Sage. And we like smudged the apartment, and then we brought in our friend who's like kind of woo woo and was like, all right, well, this is still bad vibes. And she brought her dog, and her dog would like walk around the apartment and like not really want to go into the closet at all, like not even want to go near it. And we're like, all right, well, that's probably a great sign that this is still like a creepy place, you know? And so we, well, okay, so my roommate at the time, she was like, well, how about we make a Ouija board and we ask them to leave? And I know you know, but like as like being Hispanic, me and our friend, we're both Hispanic, so it's like we both know we're not gonna mess with that. Like, we're not gonna make a Ouija board. We're not gonna just invite people, you know, that we don't know into our home, you know. So she's like, okay, I'll do it alone, and then when I'm done, I'll throw it in the dumpster. How about that? And I was like, okay, cool. Sounds good. And so my friend and I were waiting in the car for her to be done. And she does the Ouija board in my room on my bed, which is, I didn't agree to that, but you know, whatever, I guess it happened. And so she, when she's done, she walks over to the dumpster, throws it away. And as she's walking back, our friend, he's in the car with me and he's like freaking out. He's like, wait, do you see that? Do you see what's behind her? Look what's behind her. And so I'm like, what are you talking about? So I looked at her as she's walking to us, and behind her is like this big giant, I don't even know how to describe it. Like it's like a shadow was standing straight up and it was taller than her. And it was like, you know how like a backpack is? It's like if a backpack were a person where it was like that close to her.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I saw that. He saw it first. And the fact that I saw it, like nobody was like hallucinating or anything. This is like a shared visual experience. I don't even know. So we're both like freaking out. When she gets back to us, we tell her what we saw. And she kind of was
You let her get close to you? I would have been like, stay there. Don't come any further. We're not friends anymore.
Oh my God. You know, that's what 19-year-olds do, right? We just don't think clearly. but yeah, so we told her what we saw and she started freaking out like, oh my God, what do you mean? And then she kind of was like, I kind of felt that's kind of the vibe that I was getting was that, you know, something was there. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's just like, was like, something was like watching. And I was like, cool, 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 cool. So,
But wait, so what happened to it? Where did it go?
Okay. So after that night, all that stuff stopped, really. Like I was still hearing whispering, but it wasn't as bad. Like I could actually fall asleep, you know? So, but the thing is that she got really distant and like weird and like not, like didn't really want to talk to me anymore, which like, I get that because we just experienced trauma together.
Yeah.
So at the time I didn't really understand, but now I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. She's probably just upset about what happened in my apartment, but, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe like something really dark happened because she moved out like really, really quickly after that. Like a couple weeks after that, all of her stuff was like, she was like moving out slowly. So
this stuff didn't happen until she moved in. That's when it started. So did you ever ask her, like, was this stuff happening with her or like before she moved in or like how did she bring it in?
Well, it's kind of naive of me now, but like she did tell me before that she always felt like some kind of darkness followed her around, but I always thought it was just depression or something.
Right.
You know, just like, you know, as a fellow depressed person, I'm like, yeah, I get that. It's all, you know, rainbows until it's not. Right. So, But now I'm like, now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, maybe she meant like a dark energy or like something kind of, you know, sinister. But like after she left, it was like I liked my apartment, you know, like it was pretty okay. There was like something after that she moved that happened was that at the time I was like kind of trying to do like the whole YouTube thing, like trying to be like a young comedian in the business. Uh-huh. And so I was like making bits and doing them and posting them online just like as practice. And before she fully moved out, I was alone in the apartment, but her stuff was still there. And so like I was like doing like making bad jokes, right? And then at the end of one of my jokes, you hear somebody go, "What?" Like a whispering, "What?" And nobody was in my apartment. And I was like, that's such a heckle.
You got heckled from a ghost.
Yeah, I have the footage and I re-looked it over. And like, I remember whenever I was editing that, whenever I first heard that, like my heart sunk because I felt like somebody was looming over me, like a very masculine kind of too tall type of thing. It was so creepy. But I re-listened to it recently and I don't feel that anymore. So I'm like, I'm guessing that when her stuff left, that thing left. So
weird.
I don't know. It's kind of a terrible moment in my apartment history.
Yeah. Do you want to hear an EVP?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. It's time for
EVPs.
or Evie, please.
Okay, so I have one on YouTube from Tennessee Paranormal Research. And this is a haunted house in Lynchburg, which I'm guessing is in Tennessee. And you know how this goes. I'll play this EVP and tell me what you hear or what you think you hear or whatever. Okay, here we go. Okay, now, sorry to bring up past trauma. If this is too scary for you, let me know, because it is a whisper.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Okay.
I'm over it. Okay.
I don't know if you can hear it, but I'll play it again. Could you hear it?
Yeah, it's saying something for sure. It sounds like it's saying like finish him or something like that.
Finish him. Oh my God. Wait, let me play again.
Okay. Oh, maybe not that, but it sounds like something.
Yeah. Okay, let me give you some options. Okay. Is it A, that's nasty? B, I'm sassy? C, I love a ghost just saying, I'm sassy. C, hide and seek? Or D, Duck Dynasty? All right, I'm going to play it again.
I hope it's I'm sassy, but it kind of sounds like that's nasty.
Yeah, that's what they think. That's nasty. I'm going to play it again.
Oh, nice.
Which I can hear. I wish there was more. They didn't post much. I have a feeling that they're like, they didn't want to write what they were doing that made the ghost go, that's nasty.
Right? Like, what do you got to do to gross out a ghost?
Yeah, Tennessee Paranormal Research, you got some explaining to do. but that's nasty, according to the ghost. Thank you so much to this month's listeners, Salise, Samantha, and Ariel. It was fun. It was real. It was spooky. And if you want to hear a little bit more, go to patreon.com/rozdresfiles. And as always, if you want to be on a future episode, send me an email, ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. Subject line, listener episode. You know what to do. Please give me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And if you want to send me a ghost story there, you could in a 5-star review or in the Facebook group called Ghosted by Roz Dres Velez. I'm on Instagram at Roz Hernandez. And please be subscribed to the show. I have got a link to Ghosted merchandise on my Instagram at Roz Hernandez. And I'm even on Cameo if you want me to send you a nice fun little video at Roz Dres Velez. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.